From in and around the DMV to inside the White House, it's the White House Report with April Ryan, now on 96.3 WHUR.
96.3 WHUR, you know it's time for the White House Report with April Ryan. What's going on, April?
Hey, April.
Hey, Allison and Mark, how you guys doing? I was wondering if you're feeling well. Did you go to the hospital this weekend, just off the cuff, nobody knew? Are
right,
you okay?
For a little checkup, and I'm in perfect health.
Yeah, right. So here's the deal. We're getting a lot of information that people will not confirm. But what we will say is that the president really was not feeling well. And what we do know is that the vice president was alerted. Now, what? They don't want to confirm it, but it does not bode well.
Wow.
That's scary.
I know.
It is.
Yes.
And Nancy Pelosi was not made aware about it. If anything happens to the president, it goes to the vice president, and then it goes to Nancy Pelosi. If, she is really the third person to be notified.
Right.
She wasn't notified. The president is in his 70s, and he wasn't feeling well. We know he has some issues with cholesterol, and he's a little overweight. And I know he wouldn't like me saying this because he talks so well about me. But nonetheless, we have to keep him lifted up because he is our president and we want him to be able to serve.
Well,
you're
April,
right.
We want to give him a homemade double butter sweet potato pie in your name so he can feel better.
What,
have a nice
Huckabee pie? Anyway, moving on.
So what's up with the debates, April?
Tonight, the big winner before the debates even happened, Tyler Perry, at his 330-acre studio in Atlanta, Georgia. The debates are going to be there tonight.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Tyler Perry. So he's got the Democratic debate. NBC is hosting it tonight. So here's what's going on. You've got Julian Castro, who did not make the threshold, the former HUD secretary, who went in on Biden before, but you will have Biden, you will have Kamala Harris, you will have Cory Booker, you will have Pete Buttigieg, you will have Elizabeth Warren, you will have John Yang, you will have Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, who are going to be on the stage tonight. Once again, everyone is trying to vie for their top spot, but everybody's trying to break out. But if you look at some polls being specific when it comes to us, Black America, you've got people like, believe it or not, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is polling high in Iowa, the first caucus, the first really vote, February 3rd, but he's not doing so well with Blacks in South Carolina.
On the morning show on Fox 5, we were talking about the fact that Buttigieg was sort of easing out the two senators, and people thought the target was going to be on his back tonight, like we've seen.
He's got a huge target.
Yeah.
Huge target. For him to be number one in Iowa, let's go back. Barack Obama, when he won Iowa, 11, 12 years ago, when he won Iowa, that was it for him because Black folks weren't really checking on him. They were checking on Hillary. They weren't checking on him. And then when he won Iowa, they said, "Ooh, let me see." And that was the turn for him. And many candidates like Kamala and Cory Booker are praying that they can get that turn. But it seems right now Pete Buttigieg has that turn. This is a non-traditional election cycle. So we have to wait and see.
Well, when people see the video of him with the Tea Party, I think brothers and sisters might lose that whole thing for him again. That's gonna flare up, I think, and bite him on the Buttigieg.
Oh, Mark. So let me say this. So when it comes to Black votes and Pete Buttigieg, Black America is a hodgepodge of America. We have openly gay folks in our community. But when it comes to the Black church is holding strong against same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's playing against him in our community, in the Black community. But we have to wait and see. We just have to see what's going on.
Well, April, once again, always a lot of great information. You can only get it right here on WHUR.
That's right.
The White House Report.
Right here.
With our superstar, April Ryan. That is right. April got 4-5 checks, if you ain't counting. I ain't counting your money. I'm just saying.
Sound like you are. April, thank you.
Get your hand out my pocket.
Thanks, April.